President Trump and House Republicans are celebrating a major victory today. The House voted this afternoon to repeal and replace much of the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. They then went to the White House to stand with the president, who spoke in the Rose Garden just moments ago.
This is a great plan. I actually think it will get even better. And this is, make no mistake, this is a repeal and a replace of Obamacare. Make no mistake about it. Make no mistake.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley joins us now. Scott, how significant is this, especially given the fact that this is just one house of Congress? It's still got to make it through the Senate, which is not going to be easy.
Well, you have the sense that the White House didn't want to wait on the celebration until they get the Senate passage, which could be months away. So they brought over a busload of House Republicans to do a little victory lap around the Rose Garden this afternoon. It's certainly significant. You know, there was a little bit of a now or never feeling in the House because the House is about to go onto a recess. And there was concern that if House members started hearing more complaints from their members about this bill, that it could be pushed off even further or die altogether. So they kind of bit the bullet and pushed it through this afternoon.
How did they do it? It passed very narrowly, 217 to 213. They needed 216 votes.
Yeah, they were caught in this sort of vice because, initially when it failed 6 weeks ago, a lot of the opposition was coming from the conservative members of the House Freedom Caucus. And as they moved to try to make the bill more palatable to those very conservative Republicans, they were losing votes in the middle. So they came up with this sort of fig leaf, at least, solution of putting $8 billion more dollars into the high-risk pools to cover the sickest people with the most expensive conditions. I don't think there's any real healthcare professionals who believe that that's going to make a huge difference. They don't think that's going to actually help to cover very many of those sickest people with pre-existing conditions. But it offered enough of a fig leaf that the centrists felt like, okay, I can now maybe hold my nose and vote for this thing, at least kick the ball over to the Senate and let them maybe move it further to the center.
Let's listen here to House Speaker Paul Ryan, who also spoke in the Rose Garden just moments ago.
I want to thank Mike Pence and I want to thank President Donald Trump for their personal involvement in working with our members and working to get this right, for getting this done and getting us to where we are. Thank you, gentlemen.
Now, people had been talking, Scott, before this about whether this was really make or break for Paul Ryan's speakership. It sounds like they're buddies again.
Oh, boy, does it ever. And the president was joking about that. He was saying, a few days ago, I was hearing Paul Ryan can't get it done. He just doesn't know what he's doing. And today, Paul Ryan, he said, is being described as a genius. So what a difference a successful vote makes, even if it's by, just a couple of votes. It is interesting. The president and certainly Mike Pence did lean in hard to this. The president was personally involved in twisting the arms of 15 or 20 lawmakers. This is not a president who gets deep in the weeds of the policy. And even as he described this bill this afternoon, it doesn't sound as if he really understands what this bill would do. He's talking about lower copays. That's certainly not something that this bill would actually result in. It would probably be higher copays. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to making a sale, twisting an arm, schmoozing, this president does have some skills.
That's NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley with us on the breaking news today that the House has passed their version of a repeal and replace of the Affordable Care Act. Scott, thank you.
Good to be with you, Jerry.